USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holding a Keep America Great Again rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Speaking to a packed house, the president jokes about winning a third term.
And 2026. And I said, well, wait a minute. Under the normal rules, I'll be out in 2024. So we may have to go for an extra term. Okay? Oh, they're going crazy. They're going crazy. Tomorrow you're going to see headlines. Trump wants an extra term. I told you. He wants an extra term, ladies and gentlemen. We told you. He's a dictator. We told you. No. I'm only kidding.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
A call for life-saving supplies to help thousands of people who survive Hurricane Dorian as it hits the Bahamas last week is a Cat 5, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Those items include safe drinking water, sanitation, as well as health supplies. Ryan Paulson, who is the head of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, tells us the need also right now is for food, water, and hygiene items.
It's encouraging, however, to see the way that some people, residents, are finding quick solutions to respond to the situation themselves, but they need support. So there is an urgent need for critical life-saving supplies.
And record hot weather in the south. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the southeastern United States and will continue throughout this entire week. Temperatures over the weekend set records in Jacksonville, Florida, and Charleston, South Carolina. Meanwhile, highs will be in the mid to upper 90s from New Orleans all the way up to Richmond, Virginia this week.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
So what would you do if your bank accidentally makes a six-figure error in your favor? Well, a couple in Pennsylvania now in big trouble after allegedly going wild, spending the money like it's going out of style. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
A Pennsylvania couple is facing charges for allegedly going on a spending spree after a bank mistake left six figures in their account. A teller at BB&T accidentally put $120,000 in Robert and Tiffany Williams' bank account back in May. Rather than notify the bank about the mistake, police say the couple spent most of the money in just a matter of weeks. I'm Chris Barnes.
The college admissions cheating scandal back in the news as a well-known TV celebrity from a popular show making a court appearance. She will soon be sentenced for her role in the criminal matter. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
With sentencing set for September 13th, federal prosecutors are asking a judge to sentence Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman to a month in jail for her role in the college admissions bribery scandal. Prosecutors said she acted out of a sense of entitlement or at least moral cluelessness. Huffman's lawyers argued she should get a year of probation, 250 hours of community service, and a $20,000 fine instead. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.